Hell, it's all about Jesus.
Amen.
I'm glad he died on the cross for me. Amen. Every song ought to be about him. Every Thanksgiving ought to be about him. It ain't about no preacher. Amen. It's not about our talents, not about our abilities. It's all about Jesus. Amen. And that's what it ought to be. That's the way it should be. Amen. We're not here to lift up one another. We're here to lift up the Lord. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I don't know about y'all, but I need a good drawing tonight. Amen. And I want to get close to the Lord. And boy, it's a blessing to hear the preaching that we've heard already this week. And it's been a blessing to hear the singing. And what a joy it is to be here tonight. Amen. And take your Bible to 1 Kings chapter 19. I don't want to kill anything. I just want to talk about the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And he's been so good to me. Has he been good to you tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, he's walked with us every step of the way, hadn't he?
Yes.
He's always been there. Amen. I'm thankful for that. Thank God for his goodness and his grace tonight.
Amen.
And I love him. Amen. I love the Lord. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. The Bible says, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and with all how he had slain all the prophets with a sword. It's interesting to me that Ahab, king of Israel, should have known better, but to give God the glory. He didn't say anything about God and the fire that fell from heaven. He didn't say anything about how the Lord blessed and gave victory. He just said, this is what Elijah done. You know, he's the one that said, you're the problem.
Yeah.
And Elijah said, no, you're the problem. So Elijah talks about and tells Jezebel what Elijah had done. Bible says, verse 2, then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. He requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. He did eat and drink, laid him down again. The angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? He said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with a sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Now I want you to notice verse 18. The Lord is speaking to Elijah, says, Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel.
Yeah,
all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him.
Yeah,
our Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you tonight, Lord, again today, thanking you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for the preaching of the Word of God, and Lord, for the Spirit of God. Lord, I want to say thank you especially, Lord, for speaking to my heart in the messages last night and the messages again this morning. Lord, how it stirred us and moved us and helped us. Lord, that we might live for you and we might be faithful and we might, Lord, get those things from God that 'll help us to do something for you. Lord, I don't know every heart tonight. I don't know every life. We don't know, Lord, where everybody might be, but God, I know this, that we're not alone. And I'm thankful tonight, God, that we can count on the Word of God and we can count on the Lord God to be with us. And I pray now that you'll bless, and I pray, God, that you'd have your will and way. Lord, that you'd bless the rest of the week and the preaching. Lord, that you'd come down and meet with us like we've never seen before. We pray, Lord, for a fresh anointing. Lord, that you would touch us, and God, you would help us, that we might leave this place different than when we came. And we'll praise you and thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. The Bible says here, he says to Elijah, I have left me, verse 18, 7,000 in Israel. He said, of that 7,000, he said, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. You know, up until this time in chapter number 19, Elijah has enjoyed the blessings of the Lord. Elijah has enjoyed the supply of God there at the brook called Kereth, hidden by the grace of God in time of famine, in the time of hunger, in the time of thirst. The Bible says that he drank of the brook, and two times a day that the ravens came and brought bread and meat. I want to say tonight, I'm glad we serve a God who sustains us in a dark and dry world. I'm glad that we have a God that stands by us. He allows us to come to this place and feed upon the fellowship of the Word of God, and feed upon the fellowship with His Holy Spirit. I'm glad tonight that the preaching of the Word of God refreshes our heart and gives us the strength that we need as we put our faith. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How it refreshes us to hear the preaching and to hear the men of God stand and preach this old book. It refreshed. But I'm telling you, I'm not only thankful for that God sustains us, I thank God for the restoration that God brings into our lives through the Word of God. I'm thankful tonight for the rejoicing that we have with the people of God, that we can come together, those that have been bought by the blood, those that are bound for heaven. We can sing tonight and raise our voices and give Him glory and honor. I'm telling you, to stir your heart, we come together and rejoice in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We find Him there at the brook, and then we see Him there at Zarephath. For the Bible said that once again the Lord sustained him there by the hand of a widow. The Bible says she was gathering sticks, and she was about ready to die. The Bible says that she had no hope, and the man of God came and began to talk to her about the meal barrel and all the blessings of the Lord. And we see the hand of God once again in the life of Elijah. The Bible said the barrel of meal never wasted, nor the cruse of oil never failed in the days that he was with her in Zarephath. I'm glad we see Elijah and the power of God working in his life in the raising of that widow's son. Amen. The Bible said Elijah stretched himself upon that boy three times. And the Bible said that life came back into that child. What a day it must have been. What a moment it must have been as Elijah came into that place where that mama's hope was gone. That mama's heart was broken. And he presented her that child. I'm telling you, there was no little stir when that took place. There was no little rejoicing when she saw that son that she thought was gone. I'm telling you, I believe she throwed her hanky up in the air and began to shout and praise God, amen, and rejoice together when God gave them back that little baby and God gave them back that little child. What a time, what a blessing, the power of God on Elijah's life. I'm telling you what a thing it is tonight. The Bible said, I thought about this today. The Bible said three times he stretched himself. I thought about God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm telling you, when he's in our midst, broken hearts, he'll be mended. Broken homes will be put back together. He'll bring joy into a heart that's been calloused and been carnal by this old world. Amen. He'll save lost sinners. I'm telling you, thank God Almighty, we can come to the Lord. Elijah had the touch of God in his life.
Amen.
We see him there in chapter 18 as he comes to Mount Carmel. And the Bible says here that a decision had to be made about who was God. And the Bible says, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, he said, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered not a word. Those people were filled with the devil. They'd given themselves over to idolatry. They'd given themselves over to the god of this world. You know, it's funny to me that the Bible said Jezebel said to Elijah, She said, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as a life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Listen, her gods couldn't do nothing for the people. Her gods couldn't do anything to stop the fire from coming down. I'm going to tell you, Elijah was in a safe place when it came to her gods. Amen.
Amen.
I'm thankful tonight that we see Elijah on this mountain. And there the Bible said he stood by himself all alone against 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of the grove that ate at Jezebel's table. And the Bible said the stage was set. You know the story, how he dug a ditch and put the water down there and drenched that thing. And with a short prayer, he prayed to the God of heaven. What a sight it must have been.
Yeah.
What a day it must have been as the people of Israel looked up and the fire came falling down and consumed that sacrifice. I'm telling you, the Bible said, they said when the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we need this week. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We need to leave this place and be able to say in our hearts, the Lord, he is the God. Amen. One of these days, listen, one of these days, the Bible says that every knee shall bow.
Yes, sir.
And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
To the glory of God the Father. Amen. Not the God of religion. Not the gods of Mother Earth. Not the gods of science. Not the gods of the nations. Not the God of education. But the God of all gods. The King of all kings. The Lord of all lords. Amen. They'll bow to him. Amen.
Amen.
Talking about the one
whose name is precious, the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The just one, the judge of the earth, the express image of his person, yes, the everlasting Father,
yeah,
the shepherd of the sheep, the sower of the good seed, yeah, the unsearchable one in judgment, yeah, whose ways past finding out, the creator, the counselor, the cornerstone, right, the head, yeah, the heir, the holy one, yeah, the hope, amen, of every believer, yeah, tonight, yeah, the redeemer, the ransom one, yeah, who paid our ransom, the I am, and Emmanuel, God with us, the sacrifice, our sanctification. I'm trying to tell you about Jesus, amen. You know what your problem is? You thought I was just going to get up here and flip, turn a somersault. Ain't happening tonight. I wrote all this down. I think sometimes we make a bad mistake looking to men.
Yes, amen.
We don't need to look to men tonight. We need to look to Jesus. The truth, the testator, the offspring of David, the undefiled, the righteousness of God, the light, I'm telling you, the life, the lamb and the lion, the only begotten Son of God, the rock of ages, amen, the ruler with the rod of iron, the door and the deliverer, the almighty and the anointed of God, the ancient of days, the Nazarene, the day star, the desire of all nations, the Son of God, the Son of righteousness, the advocate, the Alpha and Omega, the Amen and Amen, the true vine, the rose of Sharon, the root of David. Every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Man, up until now, Elijah is literally on the mountain. God is blessing, and God is using him, and God is getting the victory. And then it's as if the day that shone bright came with the clouds of dark storm. Draped over the skies. The thunder shook the earth. One minute in chapter 18, notice it says, the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And in chapter 19 and verse number 3, the Bible said he went for his life. One minute the hand of God was on him, and the next minute, he's running. The man that stood before 850 prophets of Baal, who stood in victory, who stood in power, who stood in greatness for Almighty God, who prayed and fire came down from heaven. That same preacher is running from one woman. And then the Bible says in verse 4, he's praying the Lord to take his life. Yeah. Lord, kill me. It's enough. Amen. Elijah has come from a place of victory, a place of great power of God, to a place of discouragement. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what, we've all been there. There have been times when things, everything's going good. Everything's going well. Everything is happening like this. We're shouting. We're praising God. We're giving God the glory. And then it seems like the next day, in just a little while, we're wanting God to kill us.
Yeah.
We're running.
That's right.
We're hiding.
Amen.
We're giving up. I'm going to tell you tonight, it's not time to give up.
Amen.
It's not time to lay down.
Amen.
It's not time to pray God take us. It's not time. We still have something to do.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the Bible says the Lord came.
Amen.
and said, Elijah, what are you doing here in that cave? And the Bible said that a great wind came and the rocks break.
Yeah.
The Bible said the Lord wasn't in the wind.
That's right.
And then an earthquake came, rattled the earth. Elijah shook. The Lord wasn't in the earthquake.
Right.
It's almost as if God was flexing his muscle and letting him know, Elijah, I'm still God. I'm still Jehovah. I'm still the one that answered your prayer by fire.
Yep.
Bible said then came fire, but the Lord wasn't in the fire.
Yep, that's what it
says. I like this. Then the Bible says, a still small voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Boy, I heard that still small voice last night. Amen. I'm telling you, I found myself praying, and I've got myself a little whittling, a little edge last night, amen.
Yeah, amen.
I found myself today, I was trying to get things ready for tonight, and I said, oh God, I need to have that message was for me. Somebody said, Brother Chandler preached that some time ago on the rest. He may have, but there's a lot of messages we hear with our head. Oh, but thank God Almighty, when you hear that message from the heart, when you hear the Lord speak to you, and that still small voice, amen, and tell you that's what you need, amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Boy, it's been a blessing.
Amen.
Then the Bible says here that he was in a still small voice. And the Lord said, what are you doing here, Elijah? And Elijah said, I'm the only one left. Everybody else has bowed the knee and they've kissed Baal. And I'm the only one. And they're looking for me. Amen. The Bible said, he said it like this, and they seek my life.
Yeah.
It wasn't no they to it. That's just a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I'm the only one. I'm the only one trying to pray.
Yeah.
I'm the only one trying to preach.
Yeah.
I'm the only one trying to have the touch of God. And they want to kill me. Amen.
Yeah.
And I like what the Lord says in verse number 18. And I won't preach on this just for a few minutes. He says, I have left me 7,000. I want to say tonight, there's still 7,000 around here. Amen. You're not alone.
Amen.
I'm not alone.
Yeah.
The Bible said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. I'm glad tonight that we're not by ourselves. I mean, tonight we come from all four corners. And I'm telling you tonight, we ought to be reminded that we're not alone tonight. That we're not the only one left. That God's still using people. That God's still touching hearts. That God's still using preachers. That the Word of God is being preached, amen. That the things of God are being done the way they're supposed to,
amen.
God still has those who will serve him. 7,000, he said, Elijah, hush up.
Yeah.
You ever get like that?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm the only one trying to preach anymore.
Yeah.
Don't nobody else believe in old time religion?
Yeah.
Everybody's going which way and every that direction? I'm going to give you these things real quick. These are just simple. Amen. Ain't nothing hard about this. But this is what's on my heart.
Amen.
I'm going to say this. God still has those who love to worship a living God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You remember when Elisha in 2 Kings, you remember when he told Elisha when he went to Bethel and then to Jericho and Jordan, and he said, you stay here, Elisha. And Elisha said, I'm telling you what, Elijah, as the Lord thy God liveth. I'm telling you, we serve a living God tonight. Amen. He's alive, amen. We don't serve no totem pole. Amen. We don't serve no rock. We don't serve no stone. Amen. We bow down to a God that came and conquered death, hell, and the grave, and rose again the third day. He's alive and at the right hand of God. I'm telling you, there's still some God has tonight that are still worshiping a living God. Well, those messages last night were a blessing. Yeah, old Brother Coley got up here, preached on my God. Yeah. I'm working on a message with the same title.
Yeah.
Over there in Philippians 4:19, where Paul says, "But my God," and I ain't done with it yet, but I'm still working on it. And I'll tell you what is a blessing. When he is your God. Ain't that right, brother? Your God. Boy, it helped me last night. Amen. I remember a few years ago, I've had the privilege of preaching with Brother Charlie. I've had the privilege of bunking with him and praying with him before we go off to preach and before we lay down our head at night. And he'd pray. I don't know. I'm thinking he does it all the time.
Yeah.
He did with me anyway. Amen. And he'd get to praying, and toward the end of his prayer, his old voice would begin to quiver. His old voice would begin to shake. Amen. And he'd say, "Thank you for being my God."
Amen.
Boy, thank God a hold of me. And every night I get to thinking, man, I can't hardly wait to hear him say it again. Amen. And he'd just sure enough, the next night we'd get ready to go to sleep, and we'd pray, and I'd pray, and man, my prayer was a little old prayer, an old dinky prayer. And then he got to praying, and boy, when he got over there to, "Oh, thank you for being my God," I was just kind of, it's getting on me.
Yeah.
I thought, man, not only is he his God, but he's my God too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my God, he's a living God. Amen.
Yeah.
He got up that third morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something. Allah didn't get up. Moses, Muhammad ain't got up. No God has ever got up. They all still stone cold dead. Amen. He's still got 7,000. He's still got some that love to worship a living God. A living God who saved us from a devil's hell. A living God who reached down when we couldn't reach up and came down when I couldn't go up. I'm glad tonight we worship a God who saved us from hell. We worship a God who is all sufficient. He's always met our needs. I tell you something else, a few wants too. Amen. He's sufficient. His grace is sufficient in the wilderness. His grace is sufficient when everything is going wrong. His grace is sufficient when he reveals to us the way and his will and the direction. Oh, I'm thankful tonight. We worship a living God. We're not the only ones. We're not the only one tonight that believes he's a living God. There's a whole room full tonight.
Amen.
We worship him for the grace that's sufficient. We worship him because he's the one that keeps us from stumbling. He holds us up. He helps us. He leads us and he guides us. Elijah, I've still got 7,000. I'm telling you, we might feel alone tonight. We might feel like we're the only one in our part of the world. When you get to realize and get to thinking about it, there's still 7,000 that worship a living God.
Amen.
I tell you something else. God still has those that love old-time preaching.
Right.
Old-time preaching to get the job done. I'm telling you, old time preaching will stir your heart. Amen. Old time preaching will lift you up. Preaching from a pure book.
Amen.
I'm glad I ain't preaching from an NIV or RSV or ASV or any other IV. Amen. I'm glad tonight we preach from the living Word of God, the eternal Word of God, the inerrant Word of God, the preserved Word of God, the inspired Word of God. I tell you, there's still some God has that love old time preaching. We won't settle for anything less. Give me that old time religious. Give me that old time preaching. I want that. Amen. Preaching that has a touch of the Holy Ghost. Preaching that presents the death and burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Why do we make this thing so hard? We got so many exegeting and analyzing and seminaring. Amen. We just need some preachers that'll preach the book and stand for what's right. I'm telling you, that's the way it's been since I got here. And we're not going to let nothing else get in its way. We're not going to substitute it. We're not going to put up with anything else but the preaching of the Word of God. There's still some to do it. I get weary sometimes, this whole world looking around. In our town, there ain't many churches that's preaching. There's a lot of talking. There's a lot of reasoning. There's a lot of, how to's, what for's, and how comes. I like when a man just gets up and preaches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sometimes we feel like we're the only one left. Yeah. God says, nah. Yeah. There's some up in Canada.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
There's some down in Alabama. Amen. There's some way over yonder in Oklahoma. There's some out there in New Mexico and Arizona. We're not alone.
Amen.
There's still some preaching going on, amen, down in Florida, amen, Tennessee, Mississippi, wherever else you might be from, amen. Yeah, Arkansas. I didn't mean to make that sound like I didn't know that. I agree with Brother Calvin said, though. He'll get you laughing and then he'll stick you. Amen. That's what he done to me last night. You got to tell the one about the monkey. I'm begging you. Tell the one about the monkey. Oh, get ready to laugh. You're going to laugh so hard your sides ache when you hear about the monkey. And I ain't talking about Bobo neither. I'm talking about another monkey. Amen. Amen. There's still some. We love old time preaching. They're all over the place. I'm going to say this. God still has those who may not have a theological degree, but you can tell they've been with Jesus. The Bible says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. I'm telling you, this week I'll go home and I'll be able to say, I've been with a bunch of ignorant men. I've been with a bunch of unlearned men. But I've been with men that have been with Jesus. Amen. You can have your degrees. You can have all that, whatever they got. Amen. I like being, I started saying stupid. That's stupid. Calling yourself stupid. See, it's unlearned preaching. But I want to hear a preacher. I want to see people that know what it's like to be with Jesus. Amen. Boy, ain't nothing like it. It's kind of, it's just a blessing to know that where you're sitting, he'll come and sit right next to you.
Amen.
Put his arm around you. Remind you everything's going to be all right. It's going to work out. He'll fix it.
Yes, sir.
He'll find a way.
Yeah.
And he'll bless you. Boy, I mean, it ain't too long. You're on your knees. You're praying. You're weeping. And oh, what a presence.
That's good, preacher.
And the Lord sets in. Amen. They've been with Jesus. Amen. There's still some folk. They might not have the flowery words. They might destroy the King's English. They might not tell everything and explain everything and pronounce everything. But they've been with Jesus.
Amen.
Boy, that'll make a difference, man.
Amen.
We hear a lot of preaching today that's got a lot of talent, a lot of big words, and all of this, that, and the other. I like that old time preaching.
It
has the sense that they've been with the Lord.
Amen.
I suppose one of the best things I've learned about preaching is the preparation part. It's always gooder when you're preparing than it is when you present it.
Yeah.
I got a bigger blessing out of this afternoon, and it ain't coming out like you had it then, but it's still good. Amen. I mean, I was in that motel room. I had to get up two or three times and walk around. I can't walk too good, so I just start going like this. Amen. Then I'd sit back down and write down another thought, and I said, man, I like this. This is blessing my heart. I've done preached this 4 or 5 times. It just ain't coming out like it came in, amen. But I tell you, there's still some folk around that know what it's like to be with Jesus. I'm going to say this. God still has those that are willing to make sacrifices to get to where God's at. What else would it be? This is an oasis.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
This is a watering hole.
Yes, sir.
It has been a watering hole for years.
Amen.
It's a kind of a touch of God that you'll get your family and drive 24 hours straight just to get there.
Yes, sir.
We pulled in last night. Man, I was tired. Brother Jeremiah drove me this year. And man, I feel like Brother Charlie. Amen. Talk about having Jordan with him. And talking about Brother Jordan being his pooper scooper. Amen. I got me a pooper scooper now. We ain't looking for no pony neither. Amen. It feels good. I just look around every now and then and see if my old pooper scooper's there. Amen. It's a blessing. I got more tired just sitting there than I did driving. Man, Jeremiah, really, you're a blessing. I love you, buddy. You know I'm just kidding. Y'all know what I mean, don't you?
No.
No? Lord, get me out of this thing right now. People drive from miles around to come to where God's at, to hear the preaching, the praise, the shouting, the touch of God. We'll all turn me up and we'll drive for hours just to get in one good service where God is. Boy, just to get where He's at. Amen. Hey, just to be able to hear a shouting and lift your hands and praise God and thank Him, amen, and give Him glory for what He's done.
Yes.
Boy, you need to, you wait till you get to heaven. You'll be shouting then. You'll be giving, some of you ain't shouted yet. Some of you ain't even smiled yet. What are you going to do when you get to heaven, amen? You say, well, you ought not come down to these meetings for something like that. I do. I don't go to a ball game and just sit there and look. I'm a fan. Amen. A fan shouts, hollers, screams, carries on. Bless God, you go up there at the ball game and the soccer game and you shout like a wild Comanche Indian and come to church and sit like Elijah.
Yeah.
I'm glad there's still some that'll make a sacrifice to get to where God's at. There ain't very many places you can go where God is really stirring. But you can down in Fort Walton Beach. You can in Mountain View, Arkansas. You can in Birmingham, amen. God's stirring. It's worth the drive. It's worth the effort to get your family where God is stirring, where the preaching is good, where the singing is good, where your heart's lifted up, and you're blessed from the top of your head to the bottom of your foot. See, God saves souls, and hear singing that stirs a heart with the touch of the Holy Ghost, and to see saints unafraid to stand and shout the victory.
Amen.
Let me say this, I'll be done. There's still, God has some, those who will not turn back now.
Amen.
We're too close home now. Somebody said it today or last night, one, that this may be the generation. We may be the ones that see Jesus. Boy, won't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? Good man, I'm telling you, listen, any moment the trump of God could sound and the voice of the archangel. Amen. Boy, I just got something. Amen. He's coming. They stop it. They mock it. But bless God, we might see it. Amen. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something tonight if we was to hear a sound, the world would say, well, that's thunder. No, you and I may say, oh, the Lord, hey, I don't know if he's going to call the roll by alphabet, but if that's the case, I wish my name was Anderson, amen. I got to wait till the W's. Amen. Yeah, I should be an Andrews. I beg Charlie, there he is. A's. Calvin. Amen. Late. Boy, when he gets to Wesley. Our W's. Son, I'm leaving now. Amen. No more heartache. All heartache will end. Tears are dry from our eyes. No more sorrow. No more death. No more funerals. No more faded roses. No more sad faces. No more cemetery. No more mortuary. No more casket. No more hospitals. No more doctors. No more medicine. No more darkness. No more defeat. Depression. Discouragement. No more pain. I said no more pain. Amen. No more Jericho. Aren't you glad? Anybody hurting here tonight? Anybody got leg aches, head aches, body aches? No more pain. No more hunger. No worry. No crying. No more goodbyes. We'll walk the street of gold. We'll sing in the heavenly choir. We'll meet the patriarchs. We'll fellowship that'll never end. We'll live in the new Jerusalem, garnished with jasper, sapphire, chalcedony, emerald, sardius, sardonyx, chrysolite, topaz, jacinth, and chrysophysis. It's going to be good, amen. I still have 7,000. We're not alone. Keep shouting. Keep preaching. Keep shouting.